You're listening to SBS News.
Hi guys, it's Jake and Kira here.
And this is our truck.
Jake Thompson and Kira Vanuggs are filming themselves for their YouTube channel, documenting their everyday life on the road. The couple lives in their truck that Jake drives up and down Australia's east coast, delivering agriculture and plane equipment. He says they gave up their house in 2018 and put everything into storage, ready to move into the truck.
We've got our two bags and the shirts on our back and, you know, the steel horse we ride. I mean, we had the house, you know, four bedroom, two baths. We had my brother around, family around, saw them regularly, and then all of a sudden jumping into a truck and then being on the road, it's chalk and cheese, really, the lifestyle.
Jake and Kira, both from southwest Sydney, had grown accustomed to the loneliness that life on the road brings. But when COVID-19 struck and Australia went into lockdown, they missed not having the chance to connect with others. Jake says some of their friends were concerned they would have a high chance of carrying the virus because of their travels between states.
And I mean, when we'd go to Brisbane, we've got a lot of friends up there now, and you know, in one particular, he said, oh, I don't really want to, you know, come out and meet. We'll wait till all this is over. And we missed his daughter's birthday for that.
For Jake, who describes himself as an anxious person, the coronavirus began to affect his mental health.
I have a fear of getting sick. The coronavirus tipped me over the edge where I then had to go see my psychiatrist. And she said, look, I recommend, you know, you to have this, the medication. And I'll be honest with you, completely changed everything and has pretty much brought me back to what I was before.
Since Australia's first extensive lockdown, there have been signs that Australians have been struggling with isolation. A Swinburne University of Technology survey found 50% of respondents reported feeling more lonely since COVID-19 began. And a study from software company Social Suite found that young people have become the loneliest age group. Dr. Grant Blaschke, lead clinical advisor for mental health charity Beyond Blue, says loneliness and isolation can lead to mental health issues such as depression. He suggests young people try to use the time on their own wisely and make steps towards preparing for their future.
This time you can use it really well. Maybe I'll go online. Maybe I'll do a course. Maybe I'll fix up my CV. Maybe I'll fix up my website. You know, maybe I'll learn a new trade, new hobby. So use this time in a sort of proactive way.
Jake says he calls people he knows to pass the hours alone on the road.
I'll speak to three of my brothers, friends all day long, and that can go in the night. There's those times that you just really, you know, really miss people. And I think that's why we did all our social media.
Kira says running the social media accounts keep them connected with their family and friends.
For a lot of the trucking community, the online premise has been huge for it, because for everyone now, it's a good way to connect with everyone. Like, we've met everyone we know pretty much in the industry through online, like, but it's just that connection, because it can be really lonely in this industry.
If you need support with mental health, you can contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. More information is available at beyondblue.org.au. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Emma Lawson, SBS News.